This is the Naked Genetics Podcast with me, Kat Arney. Coming up later, our gene of the month is a samurai master. But first, this month saw the release of the biggest ever data set from the UK Biobank, a huge long-term study of human genetics and health. Researchers all around the world are able to apply to download the data and trawl through it to answer vital questions about health and disease. I spoke to Professor Peter Donnelly, the principal investigator of UK Biobank, based at the Wellcome Trust Centre for Human Genetics in Oxford, to discover what all the fuss is about.
The big idea behind UK Biobank was to collect a very large cohort of individuals in what's called a prospective study. So those individuals are recruited, they give consent for a range of studies to happen at the time they're initially studied, and then over time there's further information collected either directly from the individuals or with their agreement through linkage with medical records. So it gives you a resource which is valuable and interesting from day one, but which in some sense matures. So as time passes, some of those individuals will go on to develop some diseases and others will develop others. And the really important thing about a prospective study is you measure lots about the individuals before any of that happens. So you can look back and see individuals with this property, is that likely to happen, and so on. And the fact that it's as large as it is, it's 500,000 individuals, is a real key to its value and its success.
And in terms of looking at them at this kind of genetic level, what have you done?
A few years ago, UK Biobank convened a group of many of the experts in human genetics in the UK to think about how to get best value out of the UK Biobank resource in terms of genetics. And the very strong view of that group at the time was that the right way to do it then was to measure genetic information in all of the participants of UK Biobank. If you are able to decide in advance a set of positions in our genome, in our DNA, to measure, then that can be done these days reasonably economically. And so there was an expert group convened to design the chip, we call it, the array that does the measuring for each individual. And for each person, that allows measurement of about 800,000 positions in their DNA, in their genome, and we're able to choose them so that we could include lots of things we thought might be interesting for diseases, other things we thought might be interesting for other reasons, and then many, many other markers or genetic variants or SNPs, as we call them, across the genome, which allow us to interrogate the whole genome reasonably effectively.
So we've got these 500,000 people, we've got all this genetic information, you've genotyped them. What other information have you got about them?
One of the enormous strengths of UK Biobank as a resource is the depth and the breadth of information that's measured on the 500,000 participants. So when each of those individuals was initially recruited to the study, they spent half a day or so at what's called an assessment centre, where a lot of information was collected about them. They were asked questions about themselves, questions about their medical history. Many things were measured about them, height and weight, things about their vision and their lung capacity, and so on. So lots of measurements about them. Individuals. They donated blood samples, so some of that had been used for the DNA analysis to give the genotyping, but other aspects of those blood samples are used to measure what we call biomarkers, so things like cholesterol levels, other things that are informative about our health circulating our blood. Since the initial assessment, there have been follow-up studies on collections and subsets of the cohort to get more detailed information from them, so a substantial subset of people kept detailed information about their diet over a period of time, which is available on those individuals. There's been some reassessment of individuals, and in a really exciting development recently, there's imaging, so different sorts of medical imaging done on people's brains and their abdomen and their arteries and so forth, which again is a rich source of information. And then recently, UK Biobank has succeeded in linking some of the health information kept in our NHS records with the individuals. So there's an enormously rich collection of information, ordinary things like height and weight, and then various medical things, and really detailed things like images, measurements of biomarkers on all of these individuals.
This is something that you are putting out into the world and you want people to use. What sort of things could researchers look for in there? How do you see people using this data? What sort of questions could people ask with it?
I think there are a number of very natural things that people will want to study, but one of the really exciting scientific opportunities is the resource is so vast in terms of the genetic data and all the other things that are measured on people that I'm sure there'll be really clever scientists who think of ways of exploiting that data to tell us things about human biology and human disease that we wouldn't guess now. So that's really exciting. What are some of the obvious things people can do? They can look at the relationship between genetic information we have and various outcomes that people have. Now, those outcomes might be in terms of whether they get particular diseases or not, arthritis or heart disease. That could be really helpful in understanding more about the disease and in time developing new treatments for the disease. And another really important thing which UK Biobank will enable researchers to do is to understand the way risk factors we have from genetics interact with other things around us, like our diet, our lifestyle, other aspects of our health. In fact, it's one of the key drivers in setting up the UK Biobank resource was to have a study which was firstly large enough and secondly collected the right kind of information to allow researchers to do exactly that. So up until now, largely, we've been able to look at how, whether you have this genetic variant or this one, affects how likely you are to get a particular disease. But what UK Biobank allows is to us to ask questions like, if you have this variant rather than that variant, and this diet rather than that diet, does it matter? So helping us to learn about the ways in which the stuff we inherit, our DNA, interacts with things about our day-to-day life, both the choices we make and the things that we interact with in the environment. The ability to study what are called gene-environment interactions will be a really powerful use of UK Biobank.
So sort of opening up the black box between our DNA and the way we come out.
Absolutely, yes.
And in terms of this as a scientific achievement, what does this represent?
I think there's no doubt that as a scientific research resource, UK Biobank, as it stands now, is an extraordinary collection of information for researchers. It's by a long way, I think, the most valuable resource of its kind available anywhere in the world. And one of its strengths is it is available to researchers everywhere in the world, researchers who are working to answer questions that are consistent with the mission and the framework of UK Biobank. And it will only improve. It'll improve in two ways. There'll be extra information collected about the individuals in the study. And as time passes, there'll be more outcomes in terms of particular diseases individuals suffer from or other things that happen to them, which would be helpful for researchers to study.
How would you summarise your hopes for this data set and maybe for UK Biobank more broadly, say over the next 5 years? Where would you really hope that this will go?
I think scientists studying the UK Biobank resource over the next 5 years will uncover a whole lot of novel, really key insights about human biology and human disease. And some of those will have immediate impact in terms of the way we treat patients. Others of them will lead to new ways of developing drugs, new ways of choosing treatments in particular situations. Its impact on human health and healthcare will be enormous, I think.
Peter Donnelly from UK Biobank. And if you're a scientific researcher and you'd like to get your hands on the Biobank data, you can apply through the website. That's ukbiobank.ac.uk.